Page 80. Reading. Read and listen.
Personality. From nature or nurture? What is personality? Many people define personality as a person's usual manner or style of behavior. These patterns of behavior tend to be predictable throughout a person's lifetime. Some people are introverts. Others are extroverts. Some people have easygoing personalities. They are usually cheerful and calm, and able to cope with life's difficulties without much trouble. Their emotions are usually under control. They don't get extremely angry about little things. Others, at the other end of the personality spectrum, are more emotional, experiencing higher highs and lower lows. Most people's personalities, however, don't fall at the extreme ends, but rather fall somewhere in between. Where do we get our personality? For hundreds of years, psychologists and ordinary people have never stopped debating this fascinating question. Some people think personality develops as a result of the environment, the combination of influences that we learn from, such as our families, our culture, our friends, and our education. The people who believe this theory believe that all babies are born without a personality, and that it's the environment that determines or forms each child's personality. This school of thought is called the nurture school. At the other end of the continuum, we find people who believe that personality is determined by nature, or the characteristics we receive or inherit from our parents biologically through their genes. These people believe that our personality is not determined by the environment, but rather by genetics, and that each baby is born with a personality. The nature-nurture controversy. The nature-nurture controversy is very old. Experimental psychologists have tried to discover which of these two factors, genetics or the environment, is more important in forming our personality. However, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to conduct research on real people with real lives. There's just no way to put people in a laboratory and watch them develop. For this reason, there's no scientific way to settle the nature-nurture controversy. Recently, however, most researchers have come to believe that both the environment and the genes, nurture and nature, work together and are both important. Even though the experts have largely discarded the idea that personality development is so black and white, the nature-nurture controversy remains a popular discussion among friends. It seems that everyone has an opinion.